Here's where I have a difference, a respectful difference of opinion with the president and the administration. It's the emergency order that under the Emergency Powers Act, he is using as authority to appropriate the remaining funds. First off, those funds will come from what we call the MILCON budget. That's military construction. So right now, we're trying to find out what that means. What facilities, what projects that we think are critical to help the readiness of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, what investments are we going to make that we've already determined we should make in military construction are going to be put on hold while we reprogram those dollars to go to the southern border. And the real problem that I have is that this is only a fraction of what we all know we need to secure the border. I want to go back to the humanitarian crisis, though. My wife and I had this interesting discussion the other night. She wasn't too happy when I took this position originally. I'm still not sure if she's happy. But to understand why I respectfully disagree with the president, that you have to understand again, as I started this discussion, there is a crisis. There are people dying. There are millions of doses of poison coming across the border every single year that are killing tens of thousands of people. That's a crisis. There are thousands of people crossing the border and dying. They have what they call coyotes, or human traffickers, who will get them across the border, get people who pay thousands of dollars to come across the border, and then say, civilization is just an hour away. It's an hour plane ride away. That just the mere size and scale of Texas, most people don't understand, particularly those crossing the border in the dead of night, working with basically organized crime, that you have to pay a toll to get through the so-called plazas that run the northern border of Mexico. So my problem right now has to do with an executive order that the emergency declaration that the president intends to send to Congress. I am a member, when my wife and I were having this discussion, she said, you just said you agree with the president that there's a crisis on the border. You agree with the president that we need to send resources down to the southern border and work on the northern border. You agree that Congress has failed to act, and you agree that if you were president, you'd do exactly what he's doing. I said, yeah. She said, so why don't you support it? I said, because I'm not the president. I'm a member of the U.S. Senate. I'm a member of a co-equal branch that actually believes that this action falls within our purview. And now we're going to find out, because I'm sure it will be challenged in the courts. But I also worry not so much about this one, because, frankly, even the way this money is going to be programmed, I agree with it. What I worry about are future presidents and what they may do if we set this precedent going into the future.